Blog Talk Radio.
That's something. I shut that up. Welcome aboard tonight, Blog Talk Radio. We are glad to have you with us here tonight. All of our friends all around the world, whatever nation you're in, of course, here in the United States, when this is recorded, it's 7 o'clock in the evening in North Dakota. And I'm sure if you're listening to it live, you're at a different time than that. You're probably in the middle of the day or in the beginning of your morning. But we are glad to have you with us tonight. We're glad to have you with us. This is going to be another one of those really, really good sessions. Tonight, I'm going to be doing the preaching. Thank you, Father, for Dr. Winston the last couple of nights. Teaching Occupy Till I Come. I always love to hear the great men of God who've been around the kingdom preach the word of God in the manner that they do and bless our lives. But it's when that's all done, it's time for you and I to sit back down here at the duty that God's been has given to us to do and break forth the bread of life right out of our own Bible, because we got to make it work for us just like they had to make it work for them. And so tonight we're going to be teaching Occupy Till I Come, mixing the word with faith. Occupy Till I Come, mixing the word with faith. And I encourage you to share it right now with somebody. And hold on just a second here. Share it with somebody so that your friends and family will be able to receive this same blessing, because this message of Occupy Till I Come is more important today than it has ever been, because all of a sudden you and I are staring the end times right in the face, and like the serious end times, like Jesus is coming again, and it's really, 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 really soon. And we want you to be ready. We want your family to be ready. We want all your friends and neighbors to be ready. And very, very specifically, we're believing, God, that every family member you have has that dream, that vision from God, and that they turn their life to God. They truly turn their life to God in such a way that it's that infallible proof. That's the words I'm looking for. It transforms them. And not only do they get born again and they get their life right with Jesus, but they also begin to enjoy the Christian life. Not just be born again, but enjoy the Christian life. And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us tonight. Good evening, Brother Roger, over there on YouTube, holding down the fort for us. Appreciate that, dear brother. And here comes Brother Roger over here with us. You're getting that mastered, aren't you, brother? Let me go over here and click on a button real quick. I got to get clicked. So, welcome, everybody. Looks like the whole flock is here tonight. I like it when the whole flock shows up. Well, looks like the flock I can see is showing up.
Well, there's six of us on Zoom, right?
There are six of us on Zoom, yes, ma'am. Well, all right. Now, for those of you that are been a part of us for a long time, I know I say this often to you, but thank you. I truly mean it. Thank you. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the encouraging words you send to us. And this is a real life that we're living, and we're real folks. And I want you, we just, both of us want you to know that we appreciate all of your faith with us. And we are pushing on these mountains so that they will move, because we really want to have a big time together where all of us are able to get together and enjoy one another's presence and just fellowship with God in the presence of the Lord and have a time together of breaking bread and hugging each other's necks. And in it, I'll be good. The last two nights, as we've studied with Dr. Winston, the last three nights, get that right. There we go. All right. I think I got everybody where they belong. The last three nights, as we've been worshiping with Dr. Winston and studying those messages, I know that in our lives, that is a different style of teaching, preaching, whatever, I don't know. But what is so valuable about it is you get to hear the same thing we're saying and somebody else's voice. And what does it do? The same verse I might be given that your ears, not by choice, just by we've heard this so much, actually might become dull to. And when you hear it, it's like, wait, no, I got to get that verse back alive in my life, and I got to make this, I got to bring this to pass in my life. I don't want to just hear Dr. Bill Winston, Dr. Barkley, or somebody preach this word. I want this word to manifest in my life just like it's manifesting in theirs. And if it manifested in my life, in their life one time, then that means it's going to manifest in my life too. And we're going to study that tonight. We're going to get into it. We'll get in deep. If you haven't been with us on our morning programs, I encourage you, please listen to these programs. The revelation that God is giving us after Brother Dutch shares his message about dreams, the revelation has been absolutely amazing. And I know it's an extra hour of your day, hour and a half. Well, a couple of them were almost 2 hours. But God is speaking to us so specifically about the end times that he wants to minister to you and I in dreams and visions by the Holy Spirit of God. And I encourage you, if you haven't heard him, listen to him. Let me see. Real quick, I'm forgetting the actuality of this title. There's a playlist, the YouTube page, that is called Establishing Your Faith, I believe. Establishing Your Faith. Oh, wait. It's not that one. It's Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. Just pause for a minute. I'm just looking through it. Yeah. It's rebuilding the walls of righteousness. And pretty much most of those should be in that playlist, unless, of course, I missed one. Now, I didn't want to miss one if I did, but I make a playlist like this so that everything that we do in that program is in one playlist, and you can find it. Yeah, there they all are. It's very interesting that on the 21st of October, there was 221 views of that program, which is get the dream, see the vision, write it down, and run. And there was 200 clicks on that video, and our hours are like way up. We even have some new members. And what's the point you're making, Pastor? God is using us to speak to people. And thank you, Father, that you see we are valuable to you in that process, and that what we have is going to bless people's lives. Now, I want to talk to you about something else. For those of you who join us at the beginning of the video and you just want the teaching, remember, almost every one of these messages, when it's finished, I put a timestamp in where the message begins. So when you come to the video, you can open up the comments and the notes, and you'll see a timestamp that'll say the beginning of the message. If you click those four blue letters, numbers, you will go right to the beginning of the message, and you don't have to hear all of our preliminary family stuff that we're doing here together. But I want to talk to you about something tonight. I think it's going to turn out to be very, very powerful. Sister Donna Howie Schubeck, our dear sister from Grand Rapids, Michigan, all y'all know her, was wanting to go be a poll watcher during the election. And a poll watcher is someone who is there in the building. You actually are, I think it's called quarantine. You're actually, whatever that word is, it means you can't leave. And you have to be there for 14 hours, and you watch how they're counted. You count the votes. You're watching everything else in the room, and you're making sure that the votes are getting accurately taken care of. Well, she's wanting to be that, but of course, couldn't sequester. She couldn't be sequestered for 14 hours because of her life. And so she wasn't able to do that. And she came to the program one morning, and she said, the next morning, and she said, Pastor, I think I want to get together a few people in my precinct who, between us, we could just pray for that precinct all day long. Not standing in front of the building, just sitting in their car, in the parking lot, praying over the precinct. Now, it just exploded in me with revelation when she said it. My goodness, there's the answer. There is the answer right there. And I have been working the last 3 days on our confession that we make so that it could be used as a model and an example on that day of how to pray. And, of course, you and I have been praying it now for 2 years. We've continually perfected it, added to it, grew it, developed it. God gave us revelation on it. But here's what I want you to consider. I want you to consider fasting with us from now to the election, that God brings about a amazing red sweep of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The politicians are using it as a red sweep of Republicans. And of course, I agree. I would never vote for a Democrat because you voted Todd out of your platform. That would be stupid. And to align your votes with people who have the corruption and the chosen confusion, that's just destructive. So don't do that. But God said to me, a red wave of my blood turning the nation red by my righteousness. When Sister Leanne and I saw this about 2 weeks ago, we began to fast. We will be fasting through the election. Now, I'm not telling you what to fast, but I'm asking you to fast and pray. Don't just go on a hunger strike and then say, there, I did something. If you're going to fast, then spend extra time in prayer. There's a lot of people who starve themselves but never spend any time calling on God and adjusting the atmosphere around the situation, binding the evil spirits that are there, and actually doing a powerful spiritual work in their own life and in the life of those that they're fasting and praying for. And so I want to encourage you. I am putting together a program. I don't have it. I'm not releasing it yet. But I'm putting together a program. I truly believe that on that day, I'll probably just sit here from the start of the first election in the East Coast till the end and make this a place where people can come and connect and have a powerful prayer presentation right on the screen of their phone that they can be praying with us over their precinct, over their delegates, and whatever what do you call those things that every state has, there's propositions that every state has, and they're trying to make them part of the Constitution. That vile, putrid perversion that Michigan, they're literally trying to make that part of the Constitution. And I heard an interesting statement last night. I don't know if you like him or not. It doesn't matter. But Glenn Beck was doing an interview with Carrie Lake, who is the governor running for governor in Arizona. A born-again Christian, Carrie Lake is. Been in TV for 30 years. It's known all over the state. And she is crushing the governor, the other person running in the governor race. She's crushing him. And she'll win. And she'll win handily. And now the reason I'm saying this, I'm not trying to get you to vote anyway, but listen, just listen to the whole thought. Glenn was interviewing her. And he said, how do you think you win? She said, I did TV 3 hours a day. There's no way to hide being fake when you do 3 hours a day. So who everybody sees me as, that's who I am. Everybody likes me because I'm a woman of God. I believe in the family. I believe in America. I believe in dealing with the borders. And so what's the point, Pastor? God is raising up these people of righteousness all over this state, all over this nation. I want you and I to be praying, speaking prayers out loud every day, speaking this to come to pass. Now, I got connected with a man named Lou Engel, who's teaching me about fasting. And he has a prayer that he asks everybody to pray. At the top of every hour of while you're awake. Now, some people might say, well, you know, that's a difficult thing to do, Pastor, top of every hour. Well, it's not if you use just a few tips. And I don't know if you can see it. This is that prayer. I wrote it down in my excellent penmanship. Jesus, I plead the blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, the greatest judge of the earth, end abortion and send revival to America. Thank you for your mercy and grace. And I wrote that, and then the Holy Spirit said, I want you to pray it at the top of every hour. So what I'm doing right now is just giving you some great ideas. Yes, I will, Roger. I'm giving you some great ideas about how to make this work. Now watch this. I just went into my phone to my alarms, and I just clicked the top of the hour, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1300, 1400, got to click 1500 back on, all right? And what does that do? That just reminds me, whoops, top of the hour, time to make the confession again. Well, you and I getting serious with God, with fasting and prayer, we can see great, amazing miracles happen through fasting and prayer. Now, what kind of miracles, Pastor? Well, every kind of miracle you can imagine, whether it's your health, your emotions, your marriage, your money, it doesn't matter. God's going to perform a miracle because he's going to honor you consecrating yourself to a fast that includes actual prayers. And I can send that prayer to you. But I want to show you another prayer that I have written myself that I would encourage you to join me at the top of every hour and pray. I'm going to share my screen here. Now, you can write your own prayer. And I recommend that it's not just a prayer in the spirit that you do, but you actually get a prayer that you can, that you write down, write out, have in front of you, and say the same thing every time. Why? It's not in repetition that there's answer. It's in every time you say it, more faith builds on the inside of you. Because you're speaking the word of God, and that word produces faith. So, if you will, say this with me. All right? Remember, those of you that's on Zoom with me, if you turn your mic on while I'm doing this, it'll go to a picture of you, and people won't be able to see the word. So, make sure your mics are muted during this session. Here we go. Say this right out loud. I thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time, I have got the wrong prayer. Well, if you'd like the communion prayer, there it is, and I'll be glad to send it to you. How about we find the right prayer? I must have clicked on the wrong button. It's all right. It is all right. All right. Now I found the right prayer. I'll send you the communion prayer too if you want it. Now I'm still perfecting it, but it's getting closer to what I truly believe the Father is wanting us to say together on this prayer. Here we go. Pray this with me. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. We turn from our wicked ways and seek your face. The righteous are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah that is in them. We have access by faith to come boldly to the throne room of grace. Thank you, Father. You told us we are the restraining force on this earth until the rapture happens. Abortion, humanism, dishonesty in the votes, you are restrained and destroyed in Jesus' name. Forgive the political and spiritual, what is that, leaders who are so willing to watch America die and do nothing to stop it, but act on purpose for its destruction. We ask you to remove them from their offices and replace them with God-loving, righteousness-filled, passionate American patriots who will get busy during their term in office and crush this perversion. Where in the world did we go? Crush this perversion and purge it from our nation so it will never happen again. Wicked leaders, be tried and convicted and your sentence carried out for your perverse wickedness against the Constitution of the United States of America. Carried out immediately. Hold on, I'm going to add a word right there. May the vile wickedness of abortion actually be seen by everyone so that a nationwide outcry happens and these people pay for their wicked, perverse, for this wicked, perverse atrocity. There's the immediately word. We bind the spirit of Baal that is demanding a blood sacrifice of our children. Hold on. We are the children of God, and we do not obey your get that word in a minute. In the name of Jesus, we are standing in the righteousness of Jesus and are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah every day. Most of all, Jesus, help them come to you and know you so that their lives don't spend eternity without you in eternal damnation. Them up with dreams and visions of their eternity. Please bring these workers of iniquity to their senses like you did with the Apostle Paul. Thank you for your mercy, love, and grace. Forgive us, Father, for the 65 million deaths of our precious sons and daughters. Of our precious sons and daughters. All right? Not sure what happened there. I know I don't type that way. In the United States of America, have mercy on our young ladies and now even our senior citizens who have had abortions. Help them as they humble their hearts and repent to you to receive your love, mercy, grace, and healing. We bind the trauma that happened in their lives on the day of the abortion, and we declare Jesus sets you free. We speak life more abundantly to you today. We declare they have dreams and visions of their babies in heaven celebrating with God the Father, awaiting the return of their mother. bring your judgment, your justice, and recompense to everyone involved. Isn't that something? In the abortion industry, those who know what they're doing, and yet with great purpose and defiance, refuse to turn from their wicked ways. The blood of every American fallen warrior cries out for liberty and freedom from this atrocity. The blood of our babies cry out from heaven that this ends now, and life more abundantly is lifted up in the United States of America. Thank you, Jesus, that your blood speaks a better word. End abortion, Lord, once and for all. We declare no more bloodshed of our innocent babies. Paint America red with the blood of Jesus in this election, and then empower those elected to get busy and get the work done immediately. No more political games are allowed in Washington, D.C., on either side of the aisle. We, the church, have joined together, and we stand in agreement, isn't that something, against it in Jesus' mighty name. No more political games. Thank you that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro across this earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are right toward him. We know, yes, we know you have heard this prayer. We know we have this petition that we ask. We call it done, and we give you glory and honor and praise for the blood and righteousness of Jesus that gives us this boldness and confidence as we pray this prayer. You are alive and well on the inside of us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. America shall be saved by the power and will of Almighty God. Now, I think God is doing an amazing job of helping me write that. And I encourage you to pray it with me. Hey, Juliana, Sister Sunday, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. It's good to see your smiling faces and that you're feeling angelic. All right? Now, I encourage you to say this prayer with me. I'm praying it at the top of every hour. Why? We've got to see this come to pass. And God doesn't do anything without prayer. God is all-powerful, but he chose in his great omniscience to make himself dependent on the hands and feet of man to get and go and do. And if you've been with us in the last couple mornings, you've been studying with us the robes that we are wearing. Our righteous acts are actually the robe that the Father is living in right now. And he wants to put you on every day and be as bold as you can be and conquer in this day and in this world. And so I encourage you, be bold. I encourage you, get connected here, and I'll get this to you so that you can pray it and it'll be a blessing to it. Now, is there a verse that you think we ought to add to this? Now, I'm going to very specifically be led by the Holy Spirit of what I put out, because I'm going to take this all over the whole nation. I'm believing that this thing just catches and spreads all over the whole nation. Today, this is something you can do. Today, I went on my Facebook page and I searched up prayer groups, North Dakota. And when I did, I found a whole mess of them, probably 8 or 10 of them. Most of them had about 250 members in it. That's okay. What ends up happening, you start a prayer group, and there's a bunch of people that join, and then there's other people that's like, nah, that's not my deal, and they go find another one, and that's their deal. It doesn't matter. Find the one that's your deal. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in a message, send it to the moderator, and say, can I share this with this prayer group about going to the precinct on the day of the election, sitting in your car and praying? I truly believe if you get it set up right, you can have your hamburgers or whatever you're not fasting sitting right there in the seat beside you. Have your power cord in the car, so your cell phone or tablet or computer, whatever you have, can sit right there. And if it's your cell phone, so you can get signal, I'm going to do my best to broadcast these prayers and pray them every hour with the people that are there. And if you're there, maybe we'll go to you and you can lead the prayer. But we'll have the confession right here on our screen like we do. And then it gives us the ability to actually be a blessing to the whole nation. Now, I don't know how many people are going to join. My prayer is that we have someone in every state, every city, every precinct. Well, Pastor, how big is that? I have no idea. It is monstrous. That's huge. Every county has how many precincts, however many townships they have. And when you get into the cities like New York City and those, I mean, you go by blocks. It's not a township. You go by these many blocks in that precinct. And so this gives us the ability to get this right into people's hands. So I encourage anybody got a verse you think we should include in that? Share it. Those of you that's on Zoom with us. All right. Those of you on YouTube, share it with us also. Because I don't see it all. And all of y'all are a gift unto God. And I think that's a cool thing. So if you got something, share it with us right now so we can put it in there.
I have one, Pastor.
Go ahead.
We pray for the United States too, but people's salvation.
Okay.
You know, people need to get saved. They need to hear the word. You know, I think that's a big thing, as well as the abortion, of course. Our liberty, our freedom. Everything to stand for is right on the line.
Yep.
And those are the things we really need to focus on too.
It is. And it's on the line in a manner that we've never seen before. I watched in the last couple of days several interviews of some of these politicians, and it's like I watched one of Nancy Pelosi. And it's sad because when they ask her the question, she didn't give an answer. She made a couple statements and then repeated them about 3 times and called the Republicans wicked. She didn't answer. And when you look in her eyes, she has no answer. She has no answer. And there's no way that it can go on. Because too many of us in America live by the truth, and they're just living an absolute lie. They stand there and lie, and there's no way that's going to stand. And what you and I got to do now is we've got to get ourselves in the place where we can control the last 2 years of this election and or of this of the of that administration and see things happen. My prayer is that there's such an overwhelming sweep of the Republicans that the Democrats don't have anything to say. And the president, everybody looks at him and says, do the right thing. And he's forced, his hand is forced to do the right thing. And you and I have been praying for all of their support team around them to flee away from them. And it just continually happens so that the eyes of people's understanding are flooded with enlightenment. So yes, Sunday, I'll definitely put that in there. Somebody else. You might not have necessarily a verse, but a thought in a prayer. But you have to click your mic. I was getting a bunch of interference on my side. That's why I muted all. But it doesn't matter. Just click your mic on and talk. I know that there's many things in America that have to be dealt with. I saw a figure today that there's been 5 million immigrants that's come across the line since the Biden administration started. Now, that's a very huge number. That's a very huge number. So I'm not sure how they got that number unless all of a sudden we're handing out 5 million more welfare checks. The case, they got an accurate number of how many have come across the line. And so that's a serious issue that's got to be dealt with. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, my thoughts are, I'm going to find the verses, but truth will always prevail.
Thank you.
Light will always shine through the darkness. And we have to stand in faith for that to happen.
That's good. Both of these are good. Yeah, because darkness can't remain when light shows up. It just doesn't work. I can reach up here right now, and I can turn that light off, and I can turn those lights off, and it gets dark. But darkness can't stay as soon as I click this button and the light comes on. It just, darkness can't stay where there's truth. And so thank you. That's a very good statement. Thank you. Anybody else? I appreciate you guys coming on and saying it. It's not that the Holy Spirit didn't talk to me as I was writing it. It is just you and I are a powerful body of Christ together. And that's what makes us all grow is when we all can put a statement in there and say, what about this? And then I'll take it and I'll begin to work those. I could tell tonight as I read it out loud, I got to readjust things there and change some wording. Go ahead, Roger.
What did you think of my comments? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, that's always a good comment, but I didn't see him, brother. I can't read. And at the same time, most times. 1,000... The third proposal is 1,000 pages. Wow.
That's so that can confuse you with so many different ways of saying things that you just absolutely have no idea what they're pulling off.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, thank you, Phyllis, but that's what I didn't say that in there either. We bind the confusion. Maybe I did, but anyways, I'm just going to write it down, and so it's there. All right? None of us wanted to see it on the news, but this group of teenagers that have run all over the nation with baby dolls with their heads ripped off and what looks like blood splattered all over them, shaking them in the air at us, is exactly what America needed to see. because that has awakened many people to say, wait a minute, that is actually what's going on. When they say you can abort a baby at birth, while it's beginning to be birthed, you can abort a baby in the womb. That is literally what they're doing. And so, amen. We bind the confusion and the deception, and we speak the word of truth. Go ahead, Roger.
There's so many people that can have babies and want babies.
Yeah.
Why can't they give them up?
Because you actually have to carry them 9 months and have discomfort, and you might have morning sickness, and there's people that just say, oh, I don't want all that. I'll just abort the baby. Go ahead, Mary.
I just have some thoughts. I don't know if it kind of fits in with this or not. But I'm a Republican. And I am a Democrat. If they are in the right position. Like, I voted for you as a Democrat.
Amen.
Right.
So I don't vote for the party, but most of the I want to say the righteousness and the right people are Republicans.
Right.
And I have talked to a lot of Democrats that are just diehard Democrats. I don't want to say I'm a diehard Republican because I keep an open mind. I like Kennedy. He was great. But these Democrats are diehard and they just can't the good in a Republican.
Right.
And I just pray that they get the blinders off their eyes and see what they need to see before they go vote.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And that's why I put in there, we would see this nation red with the blood of Jesus. His righteousness. Now, if that's the case and you're praying that way in this election, you're going to have to vote Republican because the Democrats are so far off the other end. There ain't nothing righteous about them. And they voted 3 times publicly in front of the whole world to remove God from their platform. See, when you align yourself with that as a Christian, you are aligning yourself with a godless person who is saying, there is no God in this party. So everything they do is going to be godless. Therefore, you see the very, very well-known Tulsi Gabbard moving parties. And I don't want this to become a political conversation because that's not what we're about, because politics ends up dividing. So the whole purpose, I'm saying a red wave is the blood of Jesus with righteous people standing up to make a stand against the wickedness. And, it's like I think my greatest political hero is Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan started out a Democrat. And he said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left me. I'm still the same man I was. I didn't change my views. They changed theirs. And I tell you guys the story of the old man at the theater with the popcorn breath. And he said to me that day, he said, I voted Democrat and Republican. And then he told me which ones they were. And he said, but never when I voted those was I in fear that America would be destroyed. But he said, he named how many years. He said, you can no longer do that because they are destroying America because they're communists. And he said, whether or not you like the Democrat or Republican word, you better vote for the person that's going to protect America, because if they won't protect the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, then they will destroy America.
Yeah.
Because they'll put in the wrong people. Sunday, go ahead. You were next.
I'm just listening. I was going to answer Mary. I was born and raised in a Democrat home. My father and mother both were for Kennedy. Kennedy was the man back then. And, I remember it as a kid listening to the debate with Nixon. It was really something. Kennedy had a way of dealing with the working man. They cared. Back then, the Democratic Party was so different. They really cared about people. And I don't know what happened. I really don't. And I got disgusted by it.
Yeah.
And I just pray about it before I vote. I said, Lord, I know where I'm going to vote, in my heart. But that's a personal choice. It's my right as a Christian.
Yep. And
I would definitely not vote for a Democrat.
Yeah. Well, and the thing we have to end up saying, really, is I will not vote unrighteousness in. I'm not going to vote unrighteousness in it. Because when you get to heaven, you're not going to be judged by God whether you voted Democrat or Republican.
That's right.
You're going to be voted on whether or not your vote aligned with this book.
That's right.
Because if your vote doesn't align with this book, then you threw your name in the hat with the wicked. And when you read the book of Proverbs, all the way through that book, it says, when you're known with the wicked, you're going to fall with the wicked. And all of those votes are recorded in heaven as a declaration of our life. And if you voted some bad ones, you better go into your prayer closet and say, I revoke those votes that I made, and I declare I will vote righteousness in according to the word of God. That's what he told the children of Israel. If you stand up on the side of that wickedness, you'll be known for them. Then die with them. And then that's what happened. They died with them. And so, the political parties have separated us. I want to see the party of righteousness. That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
because I'll be in that party, and I am a member of the Republican Party, and anyways, we got to get off the politics because I'm not going any farther in politics than what we've already done. This is not a politics program, and I'm not going to get into it because politics ends up dividing, and we're not going to go there. So back to our question at hand. More verses for this prayer that we're writing. Anybody got anything, more verses or another thought? I can hear somebody talking, but I can't hear you. All right. Now, so this is what we just got. We bind the confusion and deception. People need to be saved and hear the word. Everything we stand for is right on the line. And truth will always prevail. Light always dispels darkness. Is that good? Juliana, you got one? We've heard from everybody but Juliana and Rebecca. Go ahead, Mary.
How about we pray that people will get in office that will protect our home front?
Yeah. Amen. The point of an election like we are today, what is this, Thursday? So we don't have 2 weeks left. We have 12 days left. This is when all of a sudden you see the absolute importance, determined importance of having our prayer program where we speak the word of God, we speak faith, we speak over this nation, we proclaim God's holy word every single day, where we never cease in binding the power of the enemy to stop it from any more of its encroachment on us. And I know that it's an extra hour and a half in a day. Sometimes it's two. But if there's ever a time you've fought a battle, you may have never held a weapon and went into combat more to kill a human. But you can be in combat right now with people who are praying. And every day when we pray, we connect our faith with the faith of the men and women around the world who are in the International Network of Prayer and Faith. And so what we're doing and we're learning is the prayer of agreement is absolutely amazing. I see Dutch's numbers. He's got 300,000 people that are with him. I see Bill Johnson's number. He has 1 million people with him. I see Lou Engel's numbers. He's got 34,000 people with him. These are all prayer warrior people. I saw another group that's called the International House of Prayer. They have thousands and thousands of people. And literally those houses are in a city, a literal house in a city that you can go to that is open 24 hours a day and somebody's praying in that house. God save our nation, heal our land, and send revival. Literally 24 hours a day, there's somebody praying in there. And so now you talk about the Baptist prayer warrior teams, the Methodists, the Nazarenes, the Episcopals, the Catholics. And yeah, the Catholics even have prayer warrior teams. And then you got the Assemblies and all the Pentecostals and all that group. You start adding it up. And there's millions of us who are standing every single day in prayer. Every single day, we're standing together in faith and in prayer. And people, you know, when you get to this point, people say, well, if we got that many praying and it only takes two or three in agreement, how come we haven't broken through? Well, our enemy knows to go out every day and send curses on every community. He believes he can evangelize every community with his spirit. And so he knows the power of words. And he teaches them to say words and speak them boldly and curse communities. He doesn't question it. He doesn't say it's not necessary. He doesn't wonder if it works. He goes and does it. There are literally people in the communities all over the world that are cursing those communities and the spiritual leaders in them. So as much as their warfare is going, our warfare has to match it. And so you and I have the restraining force. He doesn't. But we still got to say the words. God's kingdom does not just come because we want it to. God's kingdom come because the violent take it by force. God's kingdom is coming to this earth. He said, well, his kingdom is already here. And then he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But you and I got to go in there and we've got to do the warfare so that we can see this come to pass in our lives. You know, let's go to that verse. Matthew. Let me see this here. Everybody grab your Bibles. Thank you for being such a wonderful group of believers. All right. I don't have it highlighted, so I'll just look it up in eSort. Matthew 11:12, not 12:11. All right, there it is. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Now, I know there's many people that throughout their life, they're like, what does this verse mean? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, let me go over here, and I'm going to share my screen so that all of you can see me use eSword, because I like it when you can see that. You'll notice my mouse here. I'm going to find Matthew, and then this is the chapters right next to it here, this line of numbers, Matthew chapter 11, and then we're going to go down and find verse 12 and click on it. All right? You can see I've already got it highlighted. If you want to highlight your verse, just right-click, and there will be the highlight. It just gives you the letters, you know, the colors of which you could highlight it. It highlights that quickly. And there. Now, you'll notice on the bottom of the screen that it's divided screen. And on the very bottom is the Chong Exhaustive Concordance. I really like having that because when I'm using the Strongs and I am studying a specific word in this verse, I can just raise that up so I'm right at that verse when I'm studying it. Let's read it together. From the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault. Naturally, you and I are in a violent war with the enemy, but this is talking about men seizing the kingdom. Violent men seize it by force. How? As a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Let's talk about that for just a minute. What would be ardent zeal and intense exertion, Pastor? Well, Matthew 5, verse 8 says, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Was not the right verse. I got to change it back to my New King James. Got too many words in there. Blessed are those, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with righteousness. Well, that's a serious attack for some people. And they hunger and they thirst after it. And the violence isn't toward heaven. The violence is in your own life, dealing with the enemies of life, dealing with the enemy that comes at you. And Jesus promises us, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you shall be filled. Blessed are the peacemakers. Verse 9, for they shall be called the children, the sons of God. However, Jesus also said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, blessed are you when men shall persecute you and revile you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Then he said, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Why? For so they persecuted the prophets who were before me, before you. What you see in that set of verses right there is there is great effort in entering into the kingdom. There's great effort in this. And you're going to use great strength and faith and effort to take the kingdom. So let's go back to our verse in Matthew 11, 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violence take it by force as a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. That means you got to throw yourself into this thing. And that's what this prayer for our nation is going to do. It's going to help every one of us throw ourselves into this and become an anointed prayer minister, an anointed prayer warrior. What's the word I'm looking for, Jesus? Not just set apart and not just anointed, but actually ferociously bold in the realm of the Spirit, ferociously bold in the realm of the Spirit as the Lion of the tribe of Judah makes you and me. He makes us very bold. That's his nature. That's who he is. Now, here's how you use your e-sword. Let's go to the verse. I mean, I can give you the reference, but let's just go there. Righteous and bold. You'll notice I clicked on the blue search button here. Those of you with the Android or a Windows, it looks like a pair of magnifying glasses. And let's just search these words, righteous, bold, hit enter. And there it is. Proverbs 28:1, when the wicked flee, when no one pursues them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing them. Now watch. If I take my mouse and put it on that verse, right click, I can click copy verses. There it is. I'll take it right there and I'll take it over here and put it into my notes tonight as one of the verses that we're doing. And it pastes it right into my notepad on my computer. Now, that's the power of e-sword and why I continually tell you guys, you got to learn how to use e-sword. Now, let's do one more thing here. I want us to read the verses in Proverbs. Actually, I believe the Holy Spirit's telling me to do this. Let's search the word righteous. And let's, you'll notice I typed righteous into the search panel. And so it shows us in the Bible, there's 248 verses and 262 matches for the word righteous. So God's got a whole lot to say about righteous. Now, if you go back over here to this search panel, gives you this ability to search all words, any words, or actually a phrase. You can search in the Bible, in the Old Testament, 203 verses, in the New Testament, NT, 51 verses, and in Proverbs, watch this now. This is Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, there are 60 verses that have the word righteous in it. Now watch this. Let's read them. So we'll do this one first. Whoops. Back to search. The Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish, but he cast away the desire of the wicked. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. That's why I say, don't vote for them, because their mouth is filled with violence. The memory of the upright is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. The name of the wicked will rot. You can claim that verse so you have a good memory. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life, not death. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The wages of the wicked to sin. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for the lack of wisdom. And God said, anyone who says there is no God has made himself a fool. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. I'm going to put some of these in that prayer. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. See, there's no hope for the wicked. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut out. Powerful verse. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wicked wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. The mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and the trouble comes to the wicked instead. That's why Paul said, be not deceived. Evil companions corrupt good behavior. Apostle Paul himself said it, and you and I look at Paul and say, thank you for teaching this, Paul. Isn't that something? Just do what's right, okay? It's all right. I'm going to keep going. Look at this one. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. Now see, there's a whole bunch of people when it comes to the politics, leave their Bible. But you got to see what this says. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. So let's elect righteous men and women of God so that the city can rejoice. When the wicked perish, there is jubilation. Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Well, a sinner can't win souls, so only a righteous person can get a sinner saved. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked will always be deceitful. The wicked are overthrown, and they are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. The wicked covet the catch of evil men, but the very root of the righteous yields fruit. Here's the verse. The wicked is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will come through trouble. Look at this one. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. A righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man is lost and comes to shame. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. Evil pursues sinners. That's why they're bound with it, because it's pursuing them. But the righteous, to the righteous, good shall be repaid. I like this one. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the stomach of the wicked shall be in want. The evil will bow down before the good. Let's read it again. The evil will bow down before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. pause for a minute. I want to make sure that one's highlighted. All right. Now we just go right back up here to the search button up here by Bible cross-reference search. Click on it again, and you're right back where we were. We're in 14:32. The wicked is banished in his wickedness, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. The house, in the house of the righteous, there is much treasure, and the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speaks what is right. The words of righteousness off of our lips makes the king have delight. 17:26. Also, to punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princes for their uprightness. All of those that are punishing us, the righteous, it's not good for you. We've just read 10 verses. You're going to be destroyed. It's not good. It's not good to show partiality to the wicked. It is not good to show partiality to the wicked. Let me see if I can say that again. It is not good to show partiality to the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. The righteous God wisely considers the house of the wicked, overthrowing the wicked for their wickedness. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the unfaithful for the upright. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not plunder his resting place, for a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. If there's ever been a time in history that an administration matches this verse, it's right now. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse. Look at this verse. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him. Nations will. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, the people will curse. 26. Righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring in a polluted well. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. When the wicked arise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. By transgression, an evil man is snared, but the righteous sings and rejoices. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases. Man, is that ever the truth? But the righteous will see their fall. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Thank you, Lord, for this powerful tool that you have given to us called eSword. Thank you. Thank you for all the Bible apps that are out there. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. And now, I encourage you, continually look at your life and just say it. Am I running with the wicked or am I running with the righteous? And not all the righteous are going to look like the most perfect people in the world. But when you get near them and you send your peace, if it rests on them, they're righteous. They just don't have discipleship. You can be with them. Don't hang with wicked people, because that spirit is so overpowering that we've seen many, many people fall to the destruction of wicked people. We have the greatest example. Dr. Winston preached about it last night in the book of Samson. Let's just go look at that real quick. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just so you guys all know, we're just flowing by the power of the Holy Spirit, because so far not any of this was in my notes, but it don't matter to me. I'm just glad God uses us and we have the ability to hear his voice and function in it. Where are we going? 19. Tola, all them judges, birth of Samson, 13. Just going to read a couple of verses here. I want to read verses 1 through 18. We're just walking and talking and flowing in God here. I want to do this a little more. You can see my picture up in the corner. Let's do this. Judges 13. There's the book over here. Here's the chapter here. All right. Now, Roger, you said the letters were too small, huh?
I've tried to go ahead and make them bigger, but it's no use.
Yeah, let me just see if I can do it. How's that?
Well, I can read the verses, but the book and the verses are real small.
Yeah.
On the far left.
Well, just all of a sudden I was inspired to say, I can probably do this. Look at there. You ought to be able to see that. But yeah, and thank you for saying something too. So let's read this. Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. There was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. Verse 3. The angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, oh my goodness, hold on just a second. I just had to write this down because there is a serious revelation right there. Wow. All right. Indeed, you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, and not to eat anything unclean. I want to highlight that verse. For behold, you conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. So there's the Nazarite in the scripture. So the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance was like the countenance of the angel of God. Hold on just a second. I got an underline here in my Bible. That's why I always like to read out of my Bible, but I got a bunch of you interested in this, so I might as well do it right here where we can see it. Angel of God, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. And he said to me, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Now drink no wine or similar drink or eat anything unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, oh, my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who we will be born. There's an honest prayer that you and I can pray any day of the week. Oh, Lord, manifest yourself again so I know how to do this. And God listened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came to the woman again as she was sitting in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. Then the woman ran in haste and told her husband and said to him, look, the man who came to me the other day has just now appeared to me. So Manoah arose and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said to them, are you the man who spoke to this woman? And he said, I am. I like that. I am, because the great I am just sent that angel to that woman. And Manoah said, now let your words come to pass. What will be the boy's rule of life and work? So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat or drink anything that comes from the vine, nor may she drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I commanded her, let her observe. Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, please let us detain you, and we will prepare a young goat for you. I'm not sure if goat is what they eat in heaven, but they wanted to prepare a goat for him because that's like a delicacy. The angel of the Lord said to Manoah, though you detain me, I will not eat of your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord. For Manoah did not know he was the angel of the Lord. Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name, that when your words come to pass, we may honor you? And the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful? Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it upon the rock of the Lord, and he did a wondrous thing while Manoah and his wife looked on. And it happened as the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord appeared no more, Manoah and his wife, then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. Manoah said to his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. Well, that verse in Exodus says, no man will see my glory and live. So that's why they believed it. His wife said to him, if the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands, nor would he have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these at this time. So the woman bore a son, and the child grew. The Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him, and at Mahanah, Dan, between Zorah and Eshtol. Chapter 14. Now watch this. Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman of Timnah, of the daughters of the Philistines. So he went up and told his father and mother, saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, go and get her for me as a wife. His father and mother said to him, is there no women among the daughters of your brethren or among all my people that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? Do you not realize we're trying to help you live out the Nazarite life? Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. But his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistine, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother, came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one who would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. He went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After some time, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass of the lion. Now, you know how it is with us. You and I will just keep right on reading. But that's not why I come over here. I come over here to show you and I that the wicked are going to pervert our righteousness if we're not careful. And that's why we got to put the wicked in the right place in our life. Let me stop my share and come back here. Love you, Sunday. God bless you. Come on, Jesus. Right, pause. Just got a bunch of stuff popping up on my screen. This just popped up on my screen. Elon Musk just fired the four top executives of Twitter. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, help this man turn his vast wealth into the kingdom of God. Back to the page where we are. Jesus, help me. I love it when I see stuff like that. That's our prayers working. Father, help them to turn from their wicked ways immediately. Help them to turn from their wicked perversity immediately. Make Twitter a force for righteousness and the freedom of speech and the American dream. Make it a force. May no one be able to crush it in any way. And cause these other wicked, vile organizations to fall because of their wickedness in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Samson said, go get me that woman. And his dad's like, there's a woman, we got all kinds of women right here in our own nation, our own folks, our own people. He said, I want that one. And the draw of sin against this man was a Nazarite from his very birth. That's one of the most serious vows you can take in the Bible is a Nazarite vow. It's a serious vow. But when you take it and you live it, then you get to be a deliverer of nations, just like Samson. I've been studying this lately. I never realized that Samuel, the prophet of the days of King Saul, the first prophet, was a Nazarite his whole life. And God said about Samuel, the prophet, he let not one of his words fall to the ground, because he took a vow and he kept that vow and he kept himself consecrated to God in that manner. Now, I'm not telling you take a Nazarite vow. I'm saying to you and I, let's fast and pray about this nation. Pray this prayer every day. I'm going to pray at the top of the hour. You don't have to do that. That's a simple thing to do. Just set your clock at the top of the hour in your phone. Set one up for every hour, and it'll ring, and that'll remind you. You'll be saying it at the same time I am or an hour earlier, and we'll get something great done for God. And whatever you do, I encourage you to don't just do it haphazardly. I encourage you to get very focused, very much on purpose, very much bold, very much standing with the restraining order saying, you come no farther, smack. And they're slapped with that restraining order from God Almighty and Jesus. And so we're going to stand there, and we're not going to let the evil take its influence and overcome the righteous like we saw happen with Samson. Did Samson take out a bunch of people when he fell, when the building fell on him? Yeah. That wasn't God's plan. That wasn't God's plan. His hair began to grow out. Even though he committed the most horrible sin that he could commit against that Nazirite vow after God had blessed him all those years and did it because the woman wore him out with her words. God still let his hair grow. And as his hair began to grow, Philistine said, "We've gouged his eyes out. What could he ever do? Put him down in there in the grinding mill and let him turn the grinding wheel like an oxen every day." That was not God's plan. That was not the blessing of God. He should have been like Samuel and lived old and long, walking with God every day of his life. He took the greatest vow you can take, is that Nazirite vow. And he took it for his whole life. That's why he had the power. That's why he had that tremendous strength and the amazing Holy Spirit-led wisdom that he had. Why? Because he had consecrated himself to God. Then he allowed the words. Doesn't say because of their amazing sexual experiences. Said she wore him out with her words. Just talking. Evil companions corrupt good behavior. And you and I don't want to be a part of that at all. Now, back to our focus at hand. I actually had a message I was going to preach. Occupy till I come, mixing the word with faith. But it's all right. God moved, and we did what we were supposed to do right here tonight. And thank you for your help. Thanks for being a part of it. I'll keep working on it. I'll give you some more details the farther we get. And please consider going to your precinct where you vote and just sitting in the parking lot and praying for however long you want to. I truly believe I can make a plan to be here on election day and sitting at this computer making this confession happen so that people have the ability to see it on a screen and just pray it out loud boldly with us. Just pray it out loud boldly. And I'm believing for people in every state. I'm believing for people in every city. Father, we're not going to speak too big because you do the exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Give us a prayer warrior in every precinct in the nation that will be connected to this for one purpose and one purpose only, that we see this nation have the wave of the blood of Jesus and righteous candidates are lifted up, and the wicked will flee from this election, and the righteousness will be exalted because we have become bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah on the inside of us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Brother Dan, Sister Phyllis, Brother Roger, you got anything else to say before we take communion?
God bless you and our community of faith, honey. And, of course, I have a lot more to say because I like to talk. But communion is very important. We need to get on with that.
Amen. Amen. All right, it's going to wait a few seconds. Go ahead, Roger.
Powerful words tonight.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, guys, for your faith. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, here we go. Let's receive the communion elements together tonight. And let me remind everybody right here before communion. Sister Leanne and I we're trying a different thing with Read the Word. We're trying to record it in the morning or early afternoon so that we can actually get more sleep. And when we, because when we wait till after this program, it ends up being 1 o'clock in the morning, and we got to be up by six or by seven because the program comes out at eight, the prayer program. And we get into it, and then we got to deal with stuff. And so we've begun to record it. So as you hear it, it won't be live. If you would like to join me live when we do it, I can help you get that accomplished. But it's not at the same specific time every day. I don't have a problem sending you a link when it is live. It's something that you would like to be a part of. But I know that my schedule is saying, all right, it's right here. And then you put it in that. And it makes it so much better because we were able to be in bed about 45 minutes extra last night. And that makes all the difference in the morning. And so thank you for understanding. Thank you for your faith with us every single time. In Jesus' mighty name. Turn with me to Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. For all of you who join with us and read the word, that program is just going. I'm already praying about next year, what God wants us to do with it, but what an amazing, amazing blessing that is. For all of you who help us and you pray about that, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your prayers are working powerfully. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me get another drink here. It's almost dry. Here we go. Luke chapter 22. Now, I've begun to read this every night because I want to get these verses in us as much as we have those the other verses in Corinthians in us, because this is the actual time when Jesus is giving communion, you know, the Last Supper with the disciples. And he makes that statement with earnest desire. I have longed to eat this with you. And with earnest desire, honestly, every night, we desire to receive this from you so that the blessing and the power and the might and the dominion that's in the communion elements will come to your life. Right now, let's sing this song together and just worship together. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be that living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be that living sanctuary for
to save the heart and soul of every man. It is you, Lord, who knows my weakness and lifts me up with thine own hand. Lord,
prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be that sanctuary for you. Jesus, with great desire, we long to receive these communion elements from you. Thank you that you and the Holy Spirit and the Father, who were one with you. And the power of the Holy Spirit is here right now tonight, touching everyone who's hearing this live, those who will hear it in the future, those who will hear it during the tribulation, and giving them the hope, the blessed hope of the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, those of you who may have been raised by people that said, if you've sinned, don't receive communion, I encourage you, get you some grape juice and bread. Get you some bread and water, whatever you got, and come take communion with us. We're not going to receive the elements until you've prayed a prayer and examined yourself. But we're going to lay it out. So join us. You'll enjoy it. 16, for I say to you, I will no longer eat of the until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. So Jesus had taken a vow. I will not drink of the fruit of the vine. But he's giving the fruit of the vine to them, saying, you're going to receive this. Whoops, I forgot to get my elements ready. Hang on. It's all right, I was lost in the presence of God, and I like that. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 19. And he took the bread and gave thanks and said, this is my body, which is given for you, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you. 1 Corinthians 11:26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, until he comes. Verse 27 says, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And that's a true statement. But verse 28 tells you how not to receive it unworthily. Let a man examine himself, and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. I do. Look at yourself. Say, God, I need you. I receive you. And now you're worthy. Now, verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 5, verse 17. And 18, love has been perfected amongst us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. We might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Why do you get to have boldness? Because as he, Jesus, is right now, so amazing. As he is, so are we in this world right now. He's the head, and we're the body of the Christ on the earth. You can't separate us. We have his nature. We have his righteousness. We have his love. His mercy is great. We have nine gifts of the Spirit, and nine fruit of the Spirit. Whatever it is. I got the numbers all messed up. But go study it. And we overcome. Verse 18, perfect love, cast out fear, and the trauma that goes with it, the torment. God's love inside of us, cast it out. There's no fear in love. Trauma, fear, I bind you. Get off of every one of the lives of the people that are listening to this program right now. And we say, everyone who comes here will click and listen and stay and be blessed by the hand of God and by the things of God and by the ways of God. In Jesus, my name. The answer to being right with God is that you pray the prayer of salvation. And we pray this prayer every time so that everyone has a chance to be right with God. If you've never been born again, this is it. If you're coming back to God, now's the time to pray it. And if you mean this prayer from the depths of your heart, in 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. You're probably already there. God's probably already moving on you because he knows you're about ready to pray this prayer. If you cry, that's all right. Those are tears of joy that are coming on you if that happens. Pray this with me. I'm going to pray it. The Zoom people will pray it. You follow along with them. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
If I believe in you.
If I believe in you.
You will give me everlasting life.
You will give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Now here's your point. You make, every one of you make a powerful declaration. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and just say, I receive you into my life right now, Jesus.
I receive you into my life right now, Jesus.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Forgive me of my sin, Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins, Jesus.
Purge them from my life.
Purge them from my life.
And I know I'm white as snow.
So I know I'm white as snow.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understanding the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Amen. Now,
amen.
What just happened to you? You just went from darkness to light. That's what you're experiencing. God Almighty is washing over your being and filling you in every part of your life. He fills every cell of your body. He filled Jesus so much that they just touched the hem of his garment, because the glory of God, that garment that God weaved us into, that's what we're studying in the morning sessions. You got to come in here. That garment, if they touched it, they'd be made whole. And it's in the book of Acts, it says of Peter that his very shadow going across people were healed. Peter didn't have a 7-tape series, Shadow Healings, 7 points to perfect shadow healings in every city. No, Peter was just a man of God. And people noticed as he walked down the road and his shadow would go over him, they'd be healed. Jesus, that same Jesus came and just filled you. Romans 8:11 says, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the very same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now lives inside of you and me. Amazing. There's not two Holy Spirits. There's not a Baptist Holy Spirit and a Methodist Holy Spirit. There's not a big Holy Spirit and a little one. No, the same Spirit. There's only one. He fills every single one of us all over the world as soon as we say, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And he lives inside of you. Now, you just ask him to. The power of a prayer. The power of a prayer. God brought you here. Stay connected to us. How am I going to do that, Pastor? Click like, hit subscribe, ring the bell so you're notified. Stay connected with us so that you can grow and develop in the things of God. We're a powerful group of people here, amazing prayer warriors, people of faith, people that have overcome all through their life and are still serving God. That's who we are. We have 3 different programs that you can become a part of. And we've got a couple messenger threads that you can join in the family and be a part of. We want to help you walk with God. We want to help you walk with God. And we are doing that every single day. My email address and website's right down there in the comments in the notes. Send me an email. Ask me a question. Tell me your life story. Give us a prayer request. We just want to know who you are and how to help you. Got verses I'll send you. Got some videos from YouTube, free videos. And you can walk with God. Like Brother Keith Moore says, if there is no cost, there is no excuse. Get the revelation in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. Let's receive our communion elements together. I'm going to say it. Pray the prayer. You follow along. Brother Roger, Brother Dan, you're welcome to pray along too. The more it prays, the more it sounds like church. And I like that. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community.
in the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
The broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's receive it together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, the most powerful cleansing force on the earth.
By the blood of Jesus, the most powerful cleansing force on the earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And will never be in my life again.
And will never be in my life again.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things become new.
Old things have passed away and all things have been made new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Now here's what happens now that you're in the kingdom. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me and my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will,
always be
the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
The glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me in Jesus' mighty name.
When you come for me in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Let's receive the blood of Jesus tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, this is where we always sing a song. And I really got that one in my heart, in my mind, so we might as well just sing it.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied.
Thank you, Jesus. It has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Let's raise it up a step. You took my place. Laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, you has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood, the blood. The call of sons and daughters, we are ransomed by our Father through the blood, the blood. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood, the blood. Because of sons and daughters, we are ransomed by the Father through the blood, the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen and amen and amen. Sister Phyllis, at the closing verses.
Oh, yes, yes, right here. James 20-25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And amen.
And Revelation 1, 5 and 6.
Okay. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you notice, that verse, Jude verse 20 says, you beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith. When you and I pray in the Spirit, in our heavenly language, in tongues, we build up ourselves in our most holy faith to overcome. I encourage you, if you've not got your heavenly language, get it. You don't have to seek, Lord, give me a heavenly language. Just seek the Holy Spirit to, man, here it comes. Just receive it right now. There comes the holy, comes the glory of God just coming in the room when I'm saying it just like that. My. Receive it. Shomanaka Levidista Pugdikan Randish Stella Kanifa the Kuma. Ola send him a kavalibite multi kadanta. Strands and say, I receive you, Holy Spirit. I desire my heavenly prayer language. Fill me. Kulebavane Kistumbra Kanadash of Lamakita. O de da sila makadana menevide kolumana sitamaka. Wow, that beautiful, glorious presence of God. Ole sande deshte pakare levise. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. Wow. I love the presence of Almighty God. I love it that all we have to do is begin to talk about him. And he manifests right there. Just like that, in Jesus' mighty name. That's the first time you ever heard anybody pray in the Spirit, and you got questions about it, ask me, seriously, send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, and we'll answer your questions. We've got videos, probably 5 or 6 videos we can send you, and it'll be a blessing. Now, 2 more sets of verses before we go. I'm just reading, no preaching. Job chapter 33, verses 14 through 18. Job 33, 14 through 18. We are already seeing these verses manifest right here in this gathering of believers. Kathy Angaroni, Sunday Geyser, Chrissy, Harmony Ford, Brother Roger, you and I, all of us are praying for these people who have the spirit of infirmity in their life, autism. We've been binding that, and we're not going to stop. But I want you to do this. You join me in praying that that person has a dream of being healed, and they wake up healed. Pray it every night. Read these verses out loud and pray that prayer every night. Name the name of your loved one and just say, Father, I'm going to use Joey Angaroni. I speak over my son, Joey. May he have a dream tonight from heaven that he's healed and he wake up completely restored to health. Goodness sakes alive. There's anointing on this. My goodness sakes alive. Just receive that anointing. Wow, Holy Spirit, you're moving. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the healing power of that flows from heaven through our beings to other people. Thank you. I don't have to heal, Jesus. Thank you that you are healing these men, Joey and Dane and your nephew's name, Roger Paul. Speak it. Yes. Done. Say again.
That's his name, Paul.
Paul, all right. You speak it done. Any of the rest of you that have children, grandchildren, that they have quote unquote diagnosed with autism. Oh, and Rivers. I knew there was one more. And my friend Rivers, you have a dream tonight. You are healed in your ears. You're healed in your eyes. You're healed in your whole body. You no longer, autism no longer has power over you. Have a dream of being healed and wake up healed in Jesus' mighty name. Job 3:14 through 18. For God may speak in one way or in another, not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, while he slumbers, when deep sleep falls on man, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. Oh my goodness, is this powerful. In order to turn away man from his deed and conceal pride from the man, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. I just got a revelation about this. My goodness sakes alive. Acts chapter 2. In verse 20 and verse 12, they called the fast. In verse 24, God said, I'm going to fill everything you got to full and overflowing. Verse 25, he said, I'll restore the years the locusts have eaten. Verse 26, he said, you'll eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will never be put to shame. And then he says it again in 27, you'll know I'm in the midst of you. You know I'm the Lord your God, and my people shall never be put to shame. And I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will see visions, and your young men shall see dreams. However it goes, I'm not even reading. On my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit. And that happened on the day of Pentecost. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And right now tonight, we are calling this in, and we are declaring right now in the mighty name of Jesus that dreams and visions and revelation not only come to you, but to your children, your grandchildren, and everyone around you. This is a revelation God just gave me. For those people who are resisting you and resisting the word and would get in the way of somebody knowing God, because we've all seen him, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, we've all seen him get in the way. Guess what? When we pray for dreams to come to that person that wants everything of God they can have, then all of a sudden, that person can no longer stand in the way. They can no longer stand in the way. And God will give them a dream about what's happening to them because they are standing in the way. Father, give us dreams and visions and revelations of who you are. In your mighty name we pray. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Lift your hands to heaven. Say it with me. We receive every soul.
We receive every soul.
Who heard this word tonight.
Who heard this word tonight.
And we declare they will understand it.
Declare they will understand it.
And I declare I understand it.
And I declare I understand it.
And we declare this message goes all the way through the tribulation.
And we declare this message goes all the way through the tribulation.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Lift your hands. I receive the hundredfold return.
And I receive the hundredfold return.
In my life.
In my life.
In my hands.
In my hands.
So we can preach the gospel all over the world.
So we can preach the gospel all over the world.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen.
The great
amen, Roger. The great amen. Well, that's not all we got, because I could preach for another 2 hours. But
bring it up.
I know. I got started early tonight. Because I've had some late nights, and tonight I got to get sleep. So tonight I'm going to go to bed early. Say again?
May God give you peaceful rest.
I want to tell you something. I'm fasting. And when Jesus said in the book of John, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me, all of a sudden in this fasting, there's a supernatural strength that you don't even realize exists till you do it. And as Jesus stood there that day and the disciples went to get him food and they came back, he wasn't concerned about food. He was talking to the woman, her five husbands, and all the rest of the crowd that showed up. They're like, Master, eat. And he said, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. Look at these people standing here. I got to help them. And it's an amazing thing that happens. And I encourage you, even if it's just giving up your sweets, I encourage you, make a commitment. Write it down. Write the purpose of your fast. I'm fasting for the elections to have a great return. I'm fasting for the end of abortion in every state, no matter what. Get out of our nation. No more bloodshed. You'll have to go to a different nation to get an abortion. And not only that, but because of righteousness and a revival sweeping across the nation, everybody will oppose it because who would want it in the right mind? May the vile wickedness of these people who carry around dead baby dolls with blood splattered on them, may they help to show how vile it is and every proposal be struck down with no support. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and
God loves you.
And Jesus is
his Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you.
And amen. Thank you, Phyllis. Good to have him with you. Have you. It's good to have you with us too.